Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Carfagno, C-A-R-F-A-G-N-O. Sharon Carfagno is a 64-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder at work without a distinct injury. Pritchie complains that wear and tear on her right shoulder over the years of hard work at the casino caused this injury. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of no shoulder cartilage. She did undergo total shoulder replacement on 5/18/22. She had physical therapy for almost an entire year. She is no longer receiving any care, but had received them from Marianne Markarin, M-A-R-K-A-R-I-N. Relative to previous injuries or problems, she states that it was, quote, very progressive, period, end quote. She did not indicate whether she had any subsequent injuries to the shoulder, period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Carfagno alleged from 1/1/19 through the present and continuing the stress and strain of employment, duties either caused, aggravated, accelerated, and or exacerbated her right shoulder condition. She supplied answers to occupational interrogatories. She states she had worked for the insured as a cocktail server since October of 1980. Her position required her to constantly take orders and carry cocktail trays with enhanced weight bearing on her upper extremities. She carries with her left arm and serves with her right arm and hand. The trays of beverages can weigh up to 20 to 25 pounds when full. She listed the names of the physicians she had seen, including Dr. Albert, A-L-B-E-R, and Dr. Vasso, V-A-S-S-O. She acknowledged that no medical treatment had been authorized by a respondent. All medical treatment had been provided by a collateral source. She reserved the right to seek reimbursement of any private health carrier liens, L-I-E-N-S, and or out-of-pocket expenses incurred. Medical records show the petitioner was seen at Unite Here Health on 3/27/14. This is a group medical practice that includes family practice services. She was presenting for a health maintenance visit. She had a history of anxiety and blood pressure elevation. She was seen in this group for various general medical problems over the years. These included anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, Such treatment continued through 9/26/18. Ms. Carfagno did not complain of symptoms or limitations with her right shoulder during this prolonged period of time. On the last visit, Dr. Paccone, P-A-C-C-O-N-E, noted she had an episode of choking over the weekend while eating a piece of steak. Apparently, she ended up turning blue and had CPR for 2 minutes, after which she resumed breathing on her own. She was referred for specialist consultation. Period in the paragraph, the petitioner was seen by chiropractor Dr. Vosso, V-O-S-O, beginning 4-3-17, complaining of pain in the upper back and lower back. Period, she was diagnosed with cervicalgia, myalgia, and other specified dorsopathies of the lumbar region. Period, she received chiropractic manipulation and passive physical therapy modalities on a frequent basis over the next several years, running through 1-18-23, period. She additionally was diagnosed with myofascial pain syndrome of the neck and head, period. He followed her progress through 1-18-23. Period, she again received spinal manipulation and she tolerated well. Period, she did not convey any symptoms involving her right shoulder over these several years. Period, on the last visit, Dr. Vosso wrote there was exacerbation due to insidious acute flare of left neck and upper back facet syndrome. Period. New paragraph. On 9-22-18, she was seen by Dr. Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S, for her choking episode. Period. She had a chest x-ray on 9-22-18 that showed no acute cardiopulmonary process. Period. She had x-rays of the left ankle and foot on 9-27-19. Period. New paragraph on 9-5-19, she saw Dr. Patel for nasal injection and cough for the past 5 days. Period. He then treated her over the next few years for various general medical internal medicine problems. Period. This continued through 4-27-22. Where's that? 4-27-22. Period. There was a list of her known medical problems, including skin cancer, overweight body mass index, prediabetes, traumatic or non-traumatic injury from a bite, animal bite, difficulty speaking, and insomnia. She also suffered from anxiety, period. She did not seek or receive treatment relative to her right shoulder, period. However, at the last visit, there was a comment to not take aspirin or leave Motrin or fish oil for 1 week prior to surgery by Dr. Zabinski, Z-A-B-I-N-S-K-I, period. She denied being currently employed, as of what appears to be 2-24-20, period. New paragraph, she did undergo lumbar spine x-rays on 6-10-19 that were essentially unremarkable, period. On 9-23-18, she was seen by Dr. Merchant, M-E-R-C-H-A-E-N-T, Perici reported eating dinner the previous night with a few drinks on board and choked on the food. Period. This goes along with the previous history described. Period. She had x-rays of the left foot and ankle on 9/27/19 after rolling it 4 days earlier. Period. New paragraph. On 10/4/19, she was seen as a new patient by the podiatrist named Dr. Lai, L-A-I. Period. She had pain in the lateral ankle as well as swelling and bruising. She was at a wedding on 9/20/21/19 and rolled her ankle on the grass while wearing heels. Period. He diagnosed her with left lateral ankle sprain. Period. He monitored her progress over the next several weeks. Period. On 5/11/21, she complained to Dr. Alber of developing insidious onset of right shoulder pain for the past 3 months. Period. It was aggravated with movement, sleeping, and activities. Period. She tried NSAIDs and topicals as well as physical therapy with minimal improvement. Period. The pain has become severe. Period. Forward flexion is pretty good to 160 degrees, comma, 170 degrees with pain, comma, 90 degrees abduction, comma, diminished internal rotation to the lower lumbar spine. Period. She had mild positive impingement and pain with all range of motion. Period. Speech test was negative and rotator cuff strength was good. Period. X-rays revealed advanced glenohumeral joint space narrowing. Period. He diagnosed aggravation of right shoulder glenohumeral arthritis, for which a clopidogrel injection was instilled. Period. She did not report that her symptoms were in any way attributable to her employment. Period. She continued to be seen here by Dr. Alber. Period. Right shoulder MRI was done on 11/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 5/18/22, Dr. Zabinski performed right total shoulder replacement. Period. The post-operative diagnosis was osteoarthritis of the right shoulder. Period. She made slow but steady progress post-operatively. Period. She continued to see Dr. Alber through 1/9/23. Period. She was participating in physical therapy and making progress. Period. The plan was to continue rehabilitation. Period. X-rays that day demonstrated total shoulder prosthesis in appropriate size and alignment. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active abduction was warranted in 45 degrees, comma, flexion 100 degrees, comma, internal or external rotation to 80 degrees, comma, adduction to 45 degrees with extension full to 50 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttocks level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Under shoulder maneuvers, she had positive near, Hawkins, and cross-arm reduction maneuvers on the right, which are negative on the left. The rest of those maneuvers are normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Under general appearance, she demonstrated how she serves with her left elbow flexed to hold the tray in an underhanded fashion. She then reaches with her right hand to serve drinks to customers. Period. And underline this, in my view, it would mean the right arm was not responsible for lifting heavy objects at work, as she claimed. Period. Impressions. Sharon Carfagno alleges the routine tasks of her job from 1/1/19 forward caused permanent injury to the right shoulder. period, despite seeing her general practice and internal medicine physicians over the years. That included that span of time, Perucci did not convey experiencing symptoms in the shoulder per se. Period. She eventually was seen by Dr. Elber and then Dr. Zabinski. Period. When seen by him on 12-2-21, she denied the injury occurred on the job. Period. She had an MRI done on 11-12-21 to be inserted. Period. X-ray showed advanced arthritis in the right shoulder. Period. She eventually underwent right shoulder total arthroplasty by Dr. Zabinski on 5-18-22. Period. As of 9-19-22, he returned her to full duty. Period. She returned to him on 1-9-23. And he recommended continuation of therapy and returned to the office if she was still having difficulties. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be decreased range of motion by the right shoulder. Period. Several provocative maneuvers were positive. But she had intact strength and sensation. Period. New paragraph. There is 15%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. This is for the orthopedic residuals of advanced osteoarthritis treated surgically by way of total shoulder joint replacement. Period. For the reasons already described, this assessment is unrelated to her employment at the insured. Period. End.